Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 616, Slim Down and Stop Dieting by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. A very happy Monday to you. Welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. Some of the authors I read from include Nerd Fitness, Ben Greenfield, Healthline, and more. And don't forget, we've got 5 shows where we narrate blogs for you, covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And in fact, Chalene is narrated across all of our shows, so you can find more of her content there. Now, for those of us in the US, we might be still recovering from this holiday weekend we call Thanksgiving. And so we might need a little inspiration getting back on track. So I'm going to bump up my usual inspirational quote to Monday instead of Wednesdays like I normally do. So here we go. Quote, "The road to happiness lies in 2 simple principles. Find out what it is that interests you and that you can do well. And when you find it, put your whole soul into it. Every bit of energy and ambition and natural ability you have." John D. Rockefeller III. And with that, let's keep that positivity going as we get right to today's post and optimize your life. Slim Down and Stop Dieting by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Getting fit and staying slim doesn't happen by accident and doesn't happen from dieting. In my 20 years in the fitness industry, I've seen it all and I've noticed what works. The people who are able to reach their healthy weight and happily maintain it have adopted a specific set of healthy eating habits. They don't starve themselves or follow rigid diet plans for years and years. They live by a set of habits that consistently produce successful results. We can all learn, adopt, and practice these same skills. Some of my suggestions might challenge the norm and might cause you to second guess what I'm saying, but that's okay. I'm secure enough with myself and with the research I've done to know that my suggestions are well thought out and not quick fixes. Suggestion number 1, take back the word diet. Unfortunately, the industry, which I have been a part of and take some responsibility for, has perpetuated a myth that a diet is a strict, regulated, black and white approach to food. There's a right and a wrong way to do something, or the latest and greatest diet will fix all of your weight loss problems, or that you failed at your diet because you haven't had the same results as others. My eyes have been opened over the last year, and I see diet in a whole new way. And I think it's time for us to take back the word. It's time to pump this word with positivity and empower you to take control of your diet. Diet is individual. There is not one that works for everyone. Even though that would be the simpler answer, I'd be lying to you if I perpetuated that myth. It's easier for me to tell you to eat X, Y, and Z and you'll lose weight. But unfortunately, that is not how our bodies work. Recent research has shown that each individual person has their own gut biome, similar to your genetic makeup, and your gut biome has a huge impact on your body's ability to lose weight. If your gut biome is off, your entire body is off. This can cause weight loss resistance, imbalanced hormones, fatigue, brain fog, decreased drive, lack of concentration, insomnia, and more. And it all stems from your gut. Instead of following a diet, I would rather you take the word diet back and create your own, one that works best for you, a diet that promotes gut health, because your overall health will follow. Suggestion number two, cycle your diet. Cycle your diet just like you cycle your workouts. Your body likes homeostasis. So if you eat the same thing every day for weeks and months and years, then homeostasis is achieved and the body stops adapting and therefore can stop losing weight. So cycle your diet from a good carb-based diet to maybe one that consumes fewer carbs, where you eat more fruits and vegetables. Follow these for a few months or so. There's no right or wrong necessarily, it's what works best for you. What I want you to take away is the fact that you should approach your diet just like you do your workouts. Next, drink tons of water. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. There is no alternative for pure, fresh, clean water. Drinking water keeps your body functioning, your engine running, and your skin glowing. How much, you ask? At least half your body weight in ounces. Next suggestion, eat whole organic foods. Aim for 80% of your calories coming from whole foods that are as close to nature as possible with minimal processing. I'd say 100%, but I honestly don't think that's realistic. Eat organic as much as you can. If you can't, don't stress. Just do your best. Take the time to know where your food is coming from. There is a direct correlation between the quality of food you put in your body and how you feel. Next, become a food expert. Invest a little time to know a lot. By reading labels and educating yourself, you'll soon be able to estimate calories, serving size, and other important data. Read up on nutrition and learn how your body responds to various nutritional choices. Take ownership of your health. You're worth it. Next suggestion, have healthy alternatives around you. If it's not in your house, you won't eat it. Remember this when you shop. You can change your habits almost as easily as restocking your refrigerator. When there are plenty of healthy options that support your goals readily available, you're not going to miss the junk. Keep the healthy foods at eye level so that they are the first things you see and are easy to grab. Next, the kitchen is closed. Set a time in the evening to end eating. Give your body the night to recharge and rest in lieu of digesting food. Close the kitchen and stop eating a few hours before bedtime. Next, be a politely picky restaurant patron. You can absolutely adapt restaurant options to support your nutritional goals. Be extra polite and ask for a few adaptations that will make your meal work for you. And lastly, find something other than food to cope with your feelings. Much of our eating is not hunger-based. Learn the triggers that cause you to snack. By identifying the moments when you are most likely to nibble, you can find other productive alternatives. We are each a work in progress, and we can learn from those who already have had success in the areas we struggle in. I hope that you'll consider adopting these healthy eating habits and that they'll become part of your routine for maintaining a healthy, happy weight. You just listened to the post titled Slim Down and Stop Dieting by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil again here. Just want to make a slight correction just so that nothing's misinterpreted. The author mentioned drinking tons of water. The amount of water we consume, it's kind of a fine balance. We don't want to overhydrate or underhydrate. We want to find that happy medium. And if you've listened to this show for any period of time, you're probably going to know what I'm going to say. The best way to know if you're adequately hydrated, meaning you're adequately getting enough water each day, is to look at your urine color. Pale lemonade, that's the goal. If it's clear, you're drinking too much water. If it's darker than that pale lemonade yellow, you're not drinking enough water. It's as simple as that. So if it's too challenging to do the math and calculate half your body weight in ounces, don't worry about it. Just look at your urine color. And I love the idea of having healthy alternatives readily available. It's true, that one change could absolutely help you stay on track or get you off track. For me, I'm like every other human being. If it takes me too long to have to wash and prep veggies, especially when I'm trying to run to work in the morning, I'm not going to grab them and I won't eat them. So what I have to do is plan my week accordingly. I have to make sure that I wash and chop and bag my vegetables in advance so that I can just grab and go. I know that will help me get my vegetables in every day. When I don't do that, I probably will completely skip them. I'll give you another example. Halloween wasn't all that long ago. Thanksgiving, of course, just passed us by. I made the mistake of leaving my Halloween candy bowl right on the countertop in plain sight in a high traffic area of my house. Sure enough, I found myself, every time I walked by, digging around and seeing if I could find something a little sweet. I had to stop myself and go, wait a minute, this is how I gained 8 pounds a few years back between Halloween and January 1st. I'm not going to do that again. I've learned from that mistake. So I took that bowl of Halloween goodies, placed it on a shelf way up high and in the back so that I forget about it and I don't walk by it every single time I go into the kitchen. That alone helped change my behavior. All right, and really quickly again before I go, you can hear more from Shalene being narrated on pretty much all of our shows because she writes about a wide range of topics. So to subscribe to our other podcasts, just search for Optimal Living Daily. That'll do it for the Monday episode. Have a great start to your week. I'll be back here tomorrow with a new blog for the show and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.